Folks, just thanks for listening today. It is March 21st, 2017, and this is a first for our show, The Agriculture Show. We are live, and we are at the London Convention Center, and it is the March Classic for the Ontario, for the Grain Farmers of Ontario. And just quite excited about doing this, and just so lucky, a lot of familiar faces here who have been on our show before, who are participating at this event as exhibitors or farmers or speakers. And what a great program. Sitting here with Steve Denny's, and did you listen to David Frum? Wasn't he just amazing?
Yeah, he was good. David was good. And General Rick Hillier, I really enjoyed his talk because he talked about leadership and what you need for leadership, whether it's on the farm or in a business, and he was very interesting.
And since we talked last, Steve, it's been about a year and a bit, I think, and we're just kidding around here. I found your music from the last time, so we'll play one of those songs finish off here. And you look well, so I guess in intervening a year or two, all is going fine.
All is going fine. I had a change in my day job, so I had an excellent opportunity come forward, and I was very happy at Pride Seeds and had been managing the branded business there for 13 years, but I was ready for a new challenge, and I got to know a fellow by the name of Dave Bowdy, who started Mazek Seeds, and we started talking, and he was looking for somebody to take over the day-to-day and the strategic planning for the Mazek's business, and so it allowed me also get a couple more days to farm, so we made that shift a year ago.
That's very good, and I'm glad to hear about the farming, and you know, we're definitely going to get together sometime this year yet, because at Mazek's, you have a very interesting new program out, and we don't need to go over everything. We have time to go whatever you want, actually, but tell us just basically, what's this new initiative that's happening at Mazek Seeds?
So the initiative we started this year was really came about from the involvement that I had and Dave Bowdy had with what happened in Ontario with the neonicotinoid seed treatments. And that led to, myself, I've done a lot of presentations the last 2 years on what's called a social license to farm. Mm-hmm. And that then became the genesis of an initiative called Be Rooted, Be Involved. And what this is all about is that as farmers, you know, we've utilized and adopted technology that has allowed us to not only increase our yields, but maybe more importantly, become better stewards of our land, to use minimum tillage. And some of that is the result of some of the technologies that we're using, whether it's on the seed or you know, crop protection products and the like. And so what we want to do is kickstart an initiative. So the Be Rooted part is about making sure we go back and we understand why we're using the products on the farm and the benefits to them, not only in terms of yield, but more importantly from the environmental perspective. And then the Be Involved part is to say, hey, once we're comfortable in that, let's talk to our friends and neighbors and people we come in contact with, and let's share our story. So because the biggest issue we've got on the farm today is nothing to do with farm income or anything else. It's a questioning of the technologies we're using. And so once you can share that story, people say, okay, I get it.
All right. And boy, I just want to take my hats off to you, Steve, and to others in your same position, taking a leadership position and helping our farmers and our members and our in that agricultural family to just get out there and speak about what you do. And you have been a great spokesman. I'm sure you will continue to. And boy, that sounds like a really great thing you've got going there. Just let's get all of us farmers and all those people talking about what you do.
Yes, so we put together an information piece, and basically it talks about why we use seed treatments, why we use biotechnology, the benefits, and then maybe more importantly, it talks about how we got to where we are today, which is because, you know, 100 years ago, it took 40% plus of the population to grow our food, and we were the other 60% were related to us, and so everybody had an understanding what happened on the farm. Today, we've only got 1% farming, so we have to really be good communicators about what we're doing.
Yeah, and everything's good here. So you're farming away. Are you optimistic this spring? I guess being a farmer, we're all optimistic.
Yes, I'd say this year I'm optimistic, and part of that optimism may be based out of, we had some weather stress last year, but compared to quite a few pockets in the province, I mean, it was a tough year.
Yeah.
A really tough year because of drought. And so we got a decent crop off near Chatham, and so we're looking forward to 2017. You know, it's hard to believe we're looking forward to 2017.
Yeah.
I think everybody, and especially the pockets where people did not have as good a year, I think there's that optimism of going into spring, right?
Right, yeah. And there's no reason why it can't be. We just we just get out there and do our craft, and we hope that Mother Nature smiles on us as we try to grab a little piece of that production and feed our public. So
yeah,
good stuff.
I was at a good. I was invited last week to a dinner, and the dinner we ended up it was next door to the casino in Windsor, so we went next door to the casino and. And somebody asked me, "Well, do you gamble very regularly?" And I said, "Yes, once every spring. I put my money in the farm slot machine, and we pull down the handle and see what comes out in the falls."
I like to tell people I just go out and throw it on the field like dirt.
That's right.
I throw my money on the dirt.
That's right.
Any other hobbies in the meantime? You haven't taken up anything like curling or boat building or something like that? What are you doing for your downtime?
Well, my downtime, I mean, because I've got a day job, the farm takes up a lot of the downtime in the spring and the fall. And in the winter, actually, we support our kids. And so right now, our youngest is still involved in sports, and she's involved in travel basketball. And,
very nice.
And both at a prep school for basketball and a club team. So we end up spending evenings and weekends chasing her around. So.
Yeah, very good stuff.
Yeah.
So we have some time here, and I just look over. Let's play a song, and then we'll come back and maybe talk a bit more or not. We have a heavier playlist from last time.
So. Okay.
I'm looking at the Spirit of the Radio, the Lifting. I still haven't found, what is that? Joshua Tree. What's that song? Any of these ones you like? Eponymous and Ultimate Collection of Love Rain or me.
So if I had to pick one, we'll go with the I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So for some farmers in the province, it's moisture. So that's the one I would pick.
Okay, let's draw this up here into our playlist, and we'll do that. Oh, we're right there already. Isn't that good for us? Okay, just stay locked in, folks. We're gonna come back and talk to Stevie. He's got a few more minutes. We're gonna play a song here. We're live today, episode 186. At London, Ontario, in the London Convention Center. It's the March Classic put on by Grain Farmers Ontario. Probably the last major show, I guess, for this year.
Outside the dairy show that's coming up.
When's Ottawa comes up, too?
Ottawa was last week.
It was last week.
Yes, so it's the Grain Farmers and the dairy show, and that's it.
Okay, let's play it. We'll be right back.
This is Paul Jolly, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicollet. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
And we are back, and our guest today at the start of our show is Steve Dennis, and we've had a great time talking to Steve about what he's doing, and we feel that we should be optimistic in the springtime, and we're certainly looking forward, Steve, we can get together with you again and others if you'd like. We'll talk about that great initiative by Mazex, and it has to do with that new concept that we've probably never heard before, social license.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other industries, other vocations do have the same issue, and it's just, you know, do you trust these people? Whether it's do you trust doctors? Well, most people do.
Yeah.
And so we wish as farmers to maintain our good standing.
Well, and I think farmers are rated as the second or third most trusted profession, you know, with doctors being number one. So we're actually in a pretty credible position. So then it becomes, to me, it's the comfort that we individually have to talk about what we're doing on the farm, because we've got an awesome story to tell. And I think what most farmers don't realize is that we're part of an agricultural system that is producing the safest food supply in the history of mankind. And most people don't think about it that way, and the press doesn't play it that way.
Yeah.
And so we've got to do a better job of getting that out there. So
it's funny, you've said that before, you speak confidently to it. I think I was only able to say that recently. I mean, I knew it, but we really need people to be able to take that fact and own it and speak it.
Well, and part of that might be because we've gone through the evolution on the farm. Like we've adopted technologies over the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and those technologies have changed, and so we've become very comfortable in what we're doing. And unfortunately, a lot of our urban neighbors did not go through that evolution. And so you hear this longing to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that most farmers would not want to go back in time because it wasn't easy. It wasn't maybe as environmentally friendly as what we are doing today. And certainly, even from a food safety perspective, it's different. So we almost have to help our urban neighbors go through that evolution in pretty quick order.
True enough. I love your music selection. Are you still taking not too much time to go into concerts, but where are you finding your musical interests now? Are you have you joined a church choir by any chance?
No, I don't know if I would do that. I might, we want to try and keep people in the church, so I don't know. I don't want to help to chase them out. But I'd say in the last year, my son and I went to two concerts, so we saw the last time that the who we both like, and they were in Detroit for the last time.
Awesome.
It was awesome. It was a very fun concert.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, and what was really interesting, for anybody listening that knows the Who, the entire concert, they had two screens besides the big screen, and they kept it on Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, the original members, and those screens were on them the whole concert, and mm-hmm. it was just a lot of fun. And then we went to a more current group, and we saw Coldplay,
mm-hmm.
and Coldplay in Detroit, and we really enjoyed that concert. It was stellar. So,
and it was a good trip in and out. Can they handle a large crowd conveniently at those locations? Did you enjoy your experience?
Oh yeah, the venues we went to, it was pretty easy. So and the border, they're asking a few more questions now, but at that point it was pretty easy still. So
yeah, given today's political climate, I know one of my own benchmarks would be what will be my experience going over the border. Since for up to now it's been just drive across essentially.
Yeah,
you have a good passport, that's all you need.
Well, I had last week I was down to the U.S. or 2 weeks ago, and so I was probably asked a few more questions, but I just chalked it up to the fact that, you know, I had that border guard that day, and it was his job was to ask those questions. So that's
right.
All fine.
Yeah, that works just fine.
Yeah,
that's a good comment on your part. So we're going to start into the year 2017. We've had all the market analysts tell us what they think the supply and demand will be. They're looking, I guess, pretty steady year. Prices will be pretty well range bound by looks of it. Not the highest it's been, but it's not as low as it's been either. So,
well, we're still very fortunate in Canada because of the exchange rate, and it hurts us when we have to bring equipment in or supplies that come from the U.S. But if you look at the exchange rate on our basis, it's a far prettier picture here than it is in the U.S., where you're down $3 corn in some cases. So we're still pretty fortunate, and I think, you know, because of the reduced acres in corn, there might be some upside in that this year, mm-hmm. you know, compared to soybeans is going to be a big crop everywhere, but corn, there could be some upside, so we'll see.
That's good news, and we're at the March Classic, and a whole bunch of great speakers. We talked about them so far. Wonderful stuff. What are you doing when we're done here? Are you heading back to Chatham again? What's your agenda for later on tonight?
Well, tonight I'll be staying here to finish out the day at the March Classic, and then I'm actually a delegate for the grain farmers out of Chatham-Kent,
uh-huh.
and so we'll stay overnight, and then the delegates meeting and the board delegates meeting is tomorrow, so we'll spend, then we'll head back home.
Some of you guys who do put a lot of time and effort into our industry, you were probably here last night too. I think this event actually started last night for early arrivals.
There was some early arrivals. You'll find this amusing. Last night, I actually, I had dinner with the family, I was out moving my planter around to get it up close in the shed so I could start working on it. So that was my night, was shuffling equipment around.
I think a lot of people, I hope our listeners in town and notice that, you know, that it's one step out the door in suit and tie, and then it's a step back in, and right away there's another project on the go.
That's right. Yeah, so those are some of the two of the days I enjoy the most in the spring is I work in getting the planter ready to go with, and then I'll play my music in the background, Jeff. So that's in the shed. So that's all good.
Do you like to carry around a personal device where you put your headphones on, or how do you like to enjoy your music when you're out and about?
To be honest, in the vehicle I've got satellite radio. And mm-hmm. you know, and I listen to local radio, and that when I have the opportunity, and the equipment is satellite radio, so I don't have a headset on very often, but I certainly utilize the technology, you know, in the vehicle and in the tractor cab. So
hey, you know what, Steve? I just thought of something. So we've changed our station since you were there last. We're moving to a new frequency in the whole works. Guess what, my good friend? Would you mind doing another promo for us?
Sure.
It's the same as it was before. But we have to put in that we are now at 102.7, and we're called Radio Waterloo. Previously, we were 100.3 Sound FM, and we've now been got a new frequency, and also when you come up again, we have a new studio too, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're not on King Street. We're over by King and Victoria,
okay.
which is on the boundary between Kitchener and Waterloo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So just want me to read that?
Yeah, please, go right ahead.
All right, so this is Steve Denise. And I'm from Chatham, Ontario, but when I'm in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, I do listen to the Agriculture Show. And I'm with Mazek Seeds, and I'm also here this week as a farmer and delegate with the Grain Farmers of Ontario. So you're listening to the Agricultural Show, which is made possible by Community Radio. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. And we are live streaming on the FM band 102.7 CKMS out of Radio Waterloo, and on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. You can also catch podcasts of past shows and visit the supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, and I really want to commend them for doing that. And the WFA represents the farmers and producers in the region of Waterloo. Their goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
And I just want to thank you, Steve, because with guests like yourself, you get exactly what we're looking for, and you're such a great spokesperson for your craft as a farmer and as a member of society. So thanks so much for actually walking the talk of what we're trying to do here on our agriculture show.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you're off to the rest of the show. You're going to check out that last speaker. What are you going to
do? Yeah, we'll go upstairs to the last speaker. There's a coffee break, so we'll try and meet up with some folks that we know within the industry and enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. And with that, we'll go back to some more music here and wait for our next guest to show up. And thanks for listening, folks. Just freshen up your own coffee. We'll be back.
Good morning, blues, how do you do? Darling, good morning. Blues, how do you do? Now you look mighty well this morning, but I can't get along with you. How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? If my good gal quits me, don't want nobody else.
Hi, this is Nelson Rosales from World Accord. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Go. Tonight we're gonna let them go.
Okay, we're back. We're back here at the Agriculture Show. And we have with us a returning guest, Peter Seaman. And Peter, I'm just so glad you took a moment to come down and visit with us today. We're having a lot of fun at the annual March Classic put on by the Grain Farmers Ontario. We're in London, Ontario at the London Convention Center. A lot of familiar faces here, past guests, and just glad that Peter's been able to take a moment to come in and visit with us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, Jeff. Right. Happy to see your smiling face.
It's been about a year, I think, since you were in.
At least, yeah.
And it's been lots going on in the meantime. What's new with you? You look to be about the same height and build. You haven't taken up skydiving or something?
No. Well, you caught me on my birthday here, Jeff. Came down. What better place to spend a birthday than the GFO March Classic? First time for me down here at this event. I'm here with my colleague, Jan Westcott, who I also know was a guest on your show.
And who's hopefully coming down as well.
Well, I'll tell him you're here. He's the CEO of Spirits Canada, and we're obviously here recognizing the great connection and relationship between the domestic spirits manufacturing in Canada and the high-quality grains that we buy not only in Ontario but across the country. So to make a great product that's exported all over the world.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. I hope Jan does that as well. It's just a wonderful thing looking at how unique it is with the spirits industry that it's Ontario-grown, it's an export established revenue generating industry, and whoever would have thought, but
it's really a classic example of Canadians taking a relatively low value product in grains and turning it into a high value product over time through the process that's involved in the aging process and branding it and shipping it all over the world. Products that are iconic brands, Hiram Walker out of Windsor and other places that have been exported for longer than the country's been around. 160 years, I believe, they're celebrating an anniversary coming up. So,
and another one of the many hats you wear, your main hat is helping groups pursue their goals with making connections to politicians and other groups, I guess. That's a never-ending job, I suspect, Peter. There's always a need to connect people up, isn't there?
Absolutely, and such a great story to tell in the agriculture community. We fell in this sector a few years ago in terms of when I started grassroots public affairs, and I love the industry so much, and there's a lot of work to be done, given the big divide, unfortunately, between urban and rural Ontario. Elections coming up next year, great time to get groups and people within this sector to polish up that story and tell it convincingly in a clear way so that politicians start to listen and recognize this industry for what it is, and that's the largest in Ontario and one that can contribute a heck of a lot more in jobs and taxes and all that stuff government looks for.
Well said, and the underlying feature, as our past guest Steve Denny's mentioned, is that concept called social license, which allows us to continue our craft without with good feelings and trust from our buyers.
Yeah, well, I keep thinking there's a great opportunity here. Too often, folks, especially in government, they look at different sectors and stakeholder groups in terms of what's in it for them and what are they looking for. But there's not too many industries that produce something that every Ontarian needs, and that's food. And I think a lot of the increasing concerns from urban Ontarians or urban Canadians about quality food, about safe food, about whether it's local food, the answers are all here in Ontario's backyard. And we just need to connect the needs and wants of urban Ontario with the opportunities and what's available in rural Ontario. I think it's a great fix. I really think that agriculture and agri-food can be, if it isn't already, but the driving industry for this province in the next 50 years. It really is.
Yeah. This is your first March Classic. It's a wonderful show, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Great roster of speakers, lots of familiar faces here. Great to see. I guess this is one of the few times a year when farmers can spend the day before they'll be in their tractor pretty soon.
Very, right? Very soon they'll be. I think is almost the last of the big shows. One more dairy show, I think, and then the guys return to the farms and go about their business.
Yeah, no, it's a great show. I'm going to put it on the calendar and be here next year for sure.
Now, last time you're in, you had this great song, Peter. I got to admit, I play it regularly on my show. And just before we play that one, what are you doing in music these days? Are you still able to get out to a few concerts and things, or where are your interests lying? Now, tell us about your music.
Well, four teenage kids, you know, where the radio station's usually tuned to. It's not to the classic. It's to whatever is their fancy. I must admit, I like all kinds of music. I won't say I have a favorite genre or type, but your show pressured me into finding some good ones last time, and I'm glad you liked the one about rye whiskey. It's certainly a fun song and one that connects to some of the work that I do.
Right, that's true. Any concert going? Did I ask you last time? Do you like to see a new and upcoming act? Or you'd like to hit the big ones at the Molson Center?
No, I have to admit, I haven't been a big music guy. I do like some old stuff in terms of jazz and all kinds of different music when I get the chance. There's so much out there, and with the internet now, it's readily available. You know, one thing I do miss, my license for Sirius XM radio just expired in my car. I didn't realize how much I missed it. Back to trying to tune in the FM dial, so I got to get that renewed, because that certainly gave a plethora of choices anytime you're driving without commercials, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you soon miss that when you've not had to listen to advertisement to say that this is the way you're not supposed to listen to music, interrupted by everything on the sun. And so you're heading upstairs to hear the last speaker today. He's an interesting chap from CBC Radio, McDonough?
Terry O'Reilly.
Terry O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk a little bit about how one gets their message out and his experience as a radio host. And what about yourself? When you're done here, are you heading back to you're north of Toronto someplace?
Yeah, I live in York Region. I'm down at the legislature tomorrow with some members of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. I have a series of meetings with MPPs again. Mm-hmm. Some other events later in the week, and then I'm down south working remotely for a week from a warmer climate, but engaged and still working. We've got a busy spring coming ahead now that legislature's back after March break, so it's a busy time.
We're gonna let you go, but I got a couple things I want to do. Well, one thing and thing. So our station here, we got a new frequency.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask you to redo that wonderful promo you did a couple of years ago, but we first changed out because now it's 102.7 rather than 100.3, and we like to call ourselves Radio Waterloo rather than soundfm.ca. So it's just read that whole thing through, okay. And then you'll be once again forever on our radio station. Go right ahead and at your convenience and leisure, please.
Hi, this is Peter Seaman from Grassroots Public Affairs. You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming from the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Thanks so much for doing that.
All right, Jeff.
And you're an important part of this, and just glad you took time to come in to see our show today.
Happy to be here, and I'll maybe spread the word that you're up. You're looking for more guests.
That's right. Yes, and you're welcome to come back. You know, if you got some other folks from your office or whatever, like that this might fit well with them, then this would be a great time to have you guys come back.
I do have a couple other folks in mind. I'm going to send them your way. I'm going to make sure I have your card before I leave. So
I will do that. And with that, we're going to. I'll get out of my car, but we're going to play this song. It's the Rye Whiskey by the Pirate Charles. Tell us about that. How do you hear about those guys? They're pretty good.
You know what? I just stumbled across it. I knew the song, and there's several different renditions of it online by different artists, but that one in particular caught my attention. So play it up for the folks. I hope they enjoy it.
Well, we'll play it here, and we'll be right back, folks. Just stay locked in.
I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the hard times don't kill me, I'll lay down and die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die. I'll tune up me fiddle and rosin my bow. I make myself welcome wherever I go. Beefsteak when I'm hungry, red booze when I'm dry, doubloons when I'm hard up, and religion when I die. They say I drink whiskey, my money's my own.
And them that don't like me can leave me alone.
Sometimes I drink whiskey, sometimes I drink rum. Sometimes I drink brown ale and other times none.
I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the hard times don't kill me, I'll lay down and die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die. But if I get boozy, my whiskey's my own. And then that don't like me can leave me alone. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Daniels, I know you of old. You've robbed me poor pockets of silver and gold. Oh, whiskey, oh, villain, you've been my downfall. You've kicked me, you've cuffed me, but I love you for all. If the ocean were whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and drown to get drunk. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the hard times don't kill me, I'll lay down and die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die. My foot in the stirrup, her scarf in my hand. I pray thee, sweet lily, she'll find a good man. Her parents don't like me, they say I'm too poor, unfit and unworthy to enter her door. Sweet milk when I'm hungry, rye whiskey when dry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die. I'll buy my own whiskey, I'll make my own stew. And when I get drunk, oh, it's because of you. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If the hard times don't kill me, I'll lay down and die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die. I'll drink my own whiskey and finish your wine. Some 10,000 bottles I've killed in my time. I've no wife to quarrel, no babies to bawl. The best way of living's with no wife at all. On Mother Car Mountain I wander alone. I'm drunk as the devil, or leave me alone. You may boast of your wisdom and brag of your blood. We'll both be forgotten in the wake of the flood. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. If things don't get better, I'll lay down and die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I sigh. If I run out of rye whiskey, I might as well die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If you don't give me rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Hi everyone, this is Willie A., and I'm the host of a blues radio program at a sister community radio station here in Waterloo. You are listening to Community Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show, which is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society. Thank you for listening to Community Radio on 102.7 CKMS.
Hi all, this is Cam Formica from Willibald Farm Distillery. You are listening to Radio CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or the Rogers Digital Network at 946 or the internet at soundfm.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion. This is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together their policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Cow, hear me moo, I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo. I am cow, eating grass, methane gas comes out my ass, and out my muzzle when I belch. Oh, the ozone layer is thinner from the outcome of my dinner. I am cow, I've got gas.
From Ontario Federation of Agriculture. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. We are live streaming, or will soon be live streaming, on the FN band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
And good afternoon, folks. The Agriculture Show here on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. And I have another guest today at, we're live today. This is Dale Cowan. And Dale, an ex-classmate of mine from too long ago,
Too long ago.
Too long ago. And Dale, what do you think about this? Isn't this just a wonderful event, this March Classic put on by grain farmers?
Oh, listen, I think they got record attendance today, a good speaker program, lots of vendors and lots of contact with customers. It's always good. Always good to talk with customers.
And it's such a wonderful blessing of a day. It's nice outside. I'm sure everybody's getting a little itchy.
Well, you know, we're all solar powered. So when the sun comes out, we automatically think we're 2 weeks behind. So, yeah, we're starting to get a lot of interest in field work. So.
And you have had quite a career since the University of Guelph. You certainly have written about and consulted in regards to all kinds of soil health, plant growth, all those factors that producers need to know.
Well, it's been a good career. Hopefully, and I am closer to the end than the beginning, but I'm hoping I'm not past my best before date yet. There's still some things I want to do. But, yeah, it's been a wonderful industry to be involved with, great people, and they motivate you to do your best, so that's what I try to do.
What are you looking forward to this year? Have you found another interesting combination of treatments and planting techniques to explore?
Well, you know, you look at that precision ag front. Right now we're kind of looking at all these cloud-based systems and wireless technology and way to get planter and yield data very seamlessly off machinery. So I'm spending a lot of time on data mobility and wireless connections for our company and for our customers. So it's been an exciting development in that arena right now.
You know, it's agriculture, we're always looking for new people. And a friend of ours, you might remember Doug Wagner, who's in charge of the Outdoor Farm Show, said, if you've got a kid who's not too sure what they want to do, why don't you bring them out to some of these trade shows? And if there isn't something there that'll just whet the appetite for a young person, I don't know what wouldn't. There's drones, there's computers, there's science.
The technology, and you hear new terms, things like data scientist, you know, we need those computer skills and data management skills, and just the technology has so many different aspects to it that, you know, we're dealing with technology that didn't exist maybe even 10 years ago.
Yeah,
so,
I
even I look back at my career, I'm doing stuff today that wasn't even around 15 years ago. So it's phenomenal to see the developments.
It has changed. I don't remember back in our school years, they talked about the concept of social license.
Well, you know, you look anymore at the three pillars of sustainability, the economic, environmental, and social, and the economics we get, the environmental, we're starting to understand the importance of that, but the social pillar, being able to communicate effectively to our consumers, is somewhat a bit of a challenge sometimes to find what it is we're supposed to be communicating.
Yeah, the consumer's interested.
Absolutely.
They really want to know what's going on, and lots like to hear the stories straight from the guys in the field.
Yep, it's our ability to communicate why what we do on our farm is good for them as well, and good for the environment as well as our economics, and being able to it's not just about providing food; it's how we provide the food.
I caught you on that way out the door here. I hope I'm not delaying you too long.
No,
what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Well, the rest of the day, believe it or not, I have to head to Chatham. I got a meeting in Kingsville with some of our growers on 4-hour nutrient stewardship at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I'm going to get a little closer. Cut down on the drive time in the morning.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. So you're looking forward to a good spring. Certainly, we'll have some good weather. We'll have some bad weather, but you can help growers with overcome those challenges as best as possible.
Nintendo, this is my 38th spring season, and guess what? We've always had one.
Yeah, that is true. just for fun, you know, we've got two things we want to do, Dale. One is I want to ask you about your music type and you like, and then secondly, I want to make sure you'll come back and give us a full-time show sometimes, whether it's on a remote like this or maybe in studio, and we'll talk some more about yourself and all those good things like we like to have our listeners hear about our fine guests, who they are, where they live, families, and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
But just for fun, it always seems nice to ask guests, what kind of music do you like? Are you a concert goer by any chance, or
are you a
choir singer at your local church?
No, I don't do much of that, but I do like rock and roll from the 60s and early 70s.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a bit nostalgic that way, so I do try to find those channels that play that music in my car.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time in my car lately. It's nice to be entertained.
So here's the deal. You got to get half a dozen of your good songs, ones you like, put them on a memory stick. And when we do a show, we'll put them in the playlist and we'll play them.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, I like a plan. Any last words you want to tell us before we head out the door?
Oh, I think we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Just, the spring gets to be pretty busy and hectic, and I just like everybody to stay safe.
That's good wise words. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, Jeff.
And we'll see you when we see you. And with that, we'll go back to some of our music. And just stay locked in, folks, at CKMS Radio, Radio Waterloo, 102.7. See you in a bit.
Hi, I'm Tom Woodcock, planning ecologist at the Rare Charitable Research Reserve in Cambridge. We work tirelessly to improve and conserve land in the region of Waterloo. Please join us in supporting community radio and help Rare turn the map green.
So I'm Dale Cowan from Agris and Wanstead Cooperatives. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. Community radio broadcast promotes local news, entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of farmers with the policy needs of society.
Hi, I'm David McConaughey. I'm the publisher of Alternatives Journal, and I am a huge fan of community radio. As a listener, community radio gives me a chance to hear the stories that matter most to me, those that matter, that are closest to my heart and closest to my home. As somebody who wants to communicate an idea or build engagement with citizens across our community, community radio gives me a platform in which I can convey my ideas, my inspirations, my hopes, my dreams, and gives me a chance to reach out one-on-one to hundreds at a time. So again, I love community radio. I'm sure you love community radio. And between us, my favorite community radio station is Sound FM 100.3. Thank you.
Who care about what's gonna happen to you in a year from now? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Did you pay your dues? Did you read the news this morning when the paper landed in your yard? Without losing track and coming down a bit too hard. Oh, maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. We're talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. We're talking about together now. Talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that
Hi, this is Mel. I'm from Mel's Prime Beef. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers with the needs of society.
All right, folks, thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show. We're trying to tell you today we are live streaming from the March Classic at the Grain Farmers Ontario meeting in London. And we're almost at the end of our show today, another 20 minutes to go. Upstairs, there's some display groups. And I have with me...
Peter McPherson.
And he was with three other people, and an interesting display of go-karts. Maybe you should correct me and get this straight. What are you guys doing?
Okay, we're the Formula SAE team at the University of Guelph, and it is essentially a glorified go-kart. The only difference, really, is the size of engine. So we run a 600cc displacement engine out of a Suzuki motorcycle, a 2010 GSXR. So the stock horsepower of the motorcycle is 124, but we're down to about 84 due to restrictions in the engine. Another difference between a go-kart and us is we have suspension. So the entire program is more tuned towards engineering students at various universities. So we compete in Michigan International Speedway in May, and that's the main event in North America. Mm-hmm. And it's completely international. Various universities will participate for their engineering programs. yeah.
And how did you end up here on a Tuesday afternoon in London, Ontario, at the Corn Grain Farmers of Ontario March Classic?
So Grain Farmers have been sponsoring us for over 10 years. Uh-huh. We actually have the 2007 car, which we made into a simulator, and it has their logo on it again. So the Grain Farmers gives us a bit of sponsorship money, and we're happy to promote their sponsorship for their event. So that's why we're here on Tuesday afternoon. It's been pretty fun, actually.
Like, whoever would have thought that a farm organization would sponsor technology like that? It's quite different.
Yeah.
I think I've heard something like that before. You know, I would suspect somewhere. My first thought was, you've probably got ethanol in the engine.
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
We don't run ethanol. We run 93 octane. Yes. But we do work with some bioresins for some of the composite work. Mm. I believe they're flaxseed based. But,
okay.
That's about all the ethanol based stuff we use, like bioresins.
No, but still, it's just I'm just resolving my own trying to square up the old vision I'm having of engineering students working at a show for farmers.
a lot of the graduates here probably graduated from agricultural science in the Guelph. Yeah. And that's one of the humble roots, I guess, they come from.
Well, tell us about yourself a bit, Peter. Are you a farm kid by any chance?
I am not, but there are multiple on the team. I grew up in the city, but I spent a lot of time around farms due to my family. Yeah. So I've been on multiple farms throughout. And naturally, this kind of competition would draw a bunch of farm kids because they've worked in this kind of environment all their life, being on the farm.
Right.
We have a few agricultural science students on the actual team as well. So that's kind of unique, even though it tends to draw more engineering students than anything else.
And are you guys planning on, you mentioned a competition that's coming up in the States and Michigan, right?
Yep.
Are there other presentations or events you would be at?
Other We used to participate in the Formula North, but we decided not to this year for a few reasons. But the next main event would be in September.
Okay.
That's the Toronto Shootout, and it's more of a track day. So Michigan's the main one because it's a five-day event, and it's really focusing on the engineering design aspect of the car as well as racing it.
Okay.
Whereas the Toronto Shootout is a one-day event, and we are mostly just racing for fun. It's just a quick lap around the go-kart track at Mossport in Bowmanville.
Oh, okay. So a bit of a chance to everybody to show off their chops, see what they've accomplished, and made advances in torque and the weight-to-weight ratios, all those technical indicators.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun. And race car, everyone likes a race car, so it's good promotion.
Young and old.
Exactly.
Are you halfway through your studies there in engineering, I assume?
I'm actually in my fourth year, but I am here for another year, because so I can do this... I claimed so I can do this more, but I might have dropped a few courses as a result. But, but it is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it very much.
And your team is across multi-colleges or engineers only?
It's open to everyone, but due to the nature of the competition, it's mostly engineering students that come out. So,
how many are you graduating up there? My brother went up there, and he took engineering. I am a Guelph grad as well. But my brother took engineering, and it was a small college of, I think it was like 100, it had been 100 for the whole darn place, I just forget. How many are you guys, how many are in your cohorts?
I don't know the number offhand, but I know it's a lot. In my one mechanical only class, I think we have over 150 students in it. So we have multiple disciplines. We have mechanical, biomedical, engineering systems and computing, computer engineers, environmental engineers, as well as water resource engineers. So a lot of types of disciplines of engineering.
Yeah.
I don't know the number of people, but I know it's expanded a lot in the last few years that I've been here alone.
Well, that's a lot. That's good to hear that you guys are busy like that. It's nice to hear the university is keeping attendance up, keeping enrollment up, graduating unique, specialized subjects. I mean, agriculture got to be the number one there. I'm showing my age, but it was at one time agricultural engineering.
Yes. The mechanical program, I think, came about in 2010 or 2011.
All right.
And since then, I think it's one of the more popular ones now. But it did used to be agricultural, but I don't know when they got rid of it.
Yeah.
But the predominant ones used to be computer and engineering systems and computing.
You know what? This is a lot of fun, and we're going to have to do this show again. Maybe you'll come to our studios. We'll do a live show. I'm going to leave you a card here. What I do normally with guests is ask them what kind of music they like, and they would bring along with their when they come in for the show. But just for fun, what kind of music do you like?
I like classic rock personally.
Do you?
I'm one of the unique ones in there that don't like country.
The country's probably got an inside track when it comes to University of Guelph, but it's a great type of music, and who hasn't been down to the Stampede, I guess, right?
Yeah, I've been there forcibly. So, but
the university is, universities are usually the places where a lot of neat and new stuff is happening, and probably music is in that too. Is there something on campus just about at least once a week of some kind of music?
So the campus has what's called the Bull Ring, and that's a student-run restaurant. And every Wednesday, they have an open mic night, actually.
Okay.
And it's open to any kind of talent. So it's mostly singers and guitar playing, bands, all that kind of stuff. And that happens every Wednesday, as far as I'm aware. I've been a few times.
Yeah.
It's very music-oriented there. And they have all kinds of albums and their old-school stuff that I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool that they've got a place for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty popular, too. A lot of people usually come out for that. And it's all kinds of talents, all kinds of professionals and amateurs and beginners sometimes, if they're brave.
Well, I'm gonna put this show up as a podcast. So maybe you want to do a shout-out to your team members so that when you I get it uploaded, then you can listen to it. They'll get their recognition. You are Peter McPherson.
And my fellow team members, I have way too many to name all of them, but I'll give a shout-out to Tyler Veld, Atlee Avidson, Matt Keller, Sina, and Yeah, that's all I can think of offhand.
These projects tend to be a lot to do, and I can appreciate trying to remember everybody's name is not easy to do.
Definitely not.
So you guys are going to wrap it all up today and go back. What happens to you when you go back? Are you going back to golf tonight?
Yep.
And a couple hours down the highway, not quite.
Hour and a half.
And then it's Tuesday, so you're back to class tomorrow.
Yep. I should be in class right now, actually.
Oh. Well, this probably qualifies, actually, as just as good as being in class, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I've been in class lots, but, you know, sometimes you got to show your sponsor support. So
yeah, no, that's it only makes sense. And I never, you know, I walked by your display and I thought, I wonder what that is, but I'm going on a mission to do something else. And I am going to stop and find out. And I'm glad I did.
That's good. I like it. Well, I'm more than happy to talk about the car whenever I can.
So okay. We'll just make a tentative plan that we will put together a show sometime and we'll give a whole hour to you and your crew, whoever likes to come out and talk about music and talk about some of the what schools like agriculture. This is the agriculture show, so we just want to get people talking, bring them in and say, hey, Pete, what do you know about agriculture? And then you would say basically what you said. No, well, I know about farmers. Do you have family still farming by any chance?
None that I'm in contact with I know of. Yeah. I've been busy with university the last 4 years. So.
Are you from the Guelph area?
I'm from Cambridge, actually.
Cambridge.
So. Right near Wellington.
Well, I know. That's my neck of the woods. I live out by Roseville. Air.
Air, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know that.
Oh, there you go. Geez, I never thought of 6 degrees of separation or something.
It's the small world that we realize.
Well, this is good. So what I want you to do is you take this card and send me an email, and then I will send you back the link to the show and just give you a little quick description of what the show is like, and we'll do this again sometime.
Sure. That'd be great.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, with that, we'll go back to some more music and just stay locked in, folks, for another 10 minutes to go, and we shall wrap it up for the day, and then we'll see you next week. And so for now, we'll play some more tunes.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, sing along, try to win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Learn as you go.
Hi, this is Peter McPherson from the University of Guelph. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supports page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is the emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
See, that's perfect. And you were a big part of that. Thanks again for doing that.
Not a problem.
All right.
Anytime.
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's our show for today, and we're live today, 186 of your episode. The date is March 21st, 2017. Just want to thank you for listening in. We tried a new technology live streaming today. We're soon off the air. We'll see you in 6 weeks, 6 days and 22 hours. A big thanks to Green Farmers Ontario for running this event and allowing me to set this up to do a live stream from this location at the London Convention Center. A big shout out to London Convention Center. Yours truly forgot to bring along a microphone stand, and they very kindly supplied a microphone stand here for our show today. And so with that, we'll call it a day, and trust the rest of your week goes well. Beautiful day outside. Be nice to get out for a little while myself. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye for now.